Elite schools have taken different approaches to student protests against the war in Gaza. Vanderbilt University has had fewer arrests and less police presence, while repercussions for students there have been more severe. Mariana Bacchiao from WPLN in Nashville reports.
Three Vanderbilt students were expelled for their role in a pro-Palestinian demonstration inside an administration building in March.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free
At the time, Palestine! Protests on college campuses were just getting started. Footage shows students pushing past a security guard to gain entrance to Kirkland Hall. The three students at the front of that charge were expelled, including senior Devron Burks. Vanderbilt police arrested Burks, and he says he spent 6 hours in a cell.
It's a very clear loss of autonomy that I think these systems do on purpose. They strip you of your autonomy to strip you of your fight.
Burks says his expulsion letter came a few weeks shy of graduation, citing charges of physical abuse. Vanderbilt's Chancellor Daniel Diermeier says that's because he was one of the protesters who forced their way past a campus safety officer.
The security guard was injured, was pushed into a doorframe, was off duty for 2 weeks. He's back now and he's fine.
Diermeier says that the expulsions are about student conduct, not Vanderbilt's free speech policy, where students have to request a protest 48 hours in advance.
Some people have argued that this has something to do with free speech. My point of view is that nothing to do with free speech. Our students have the ability to protest freely and have taken advantage of these opportunities repeatedly.
But the March protest didn't get approval. Burks and 26 others protested anyway.
Right now, I am trying to figure out if I'm going to get my degree.
Burks still has a pending assault charge and an expulsion to contend with. Some faculty members say his punishment goes too far.
He needs to be allowed to graduate.
That's Terry Maroney, a law professor at Vanderbilt. She's one of more than 170 faculty members who have signed an open letter opposing the administration's response to the protest.
He's 4 years in. It is so wildly, wildly out of proportion to anything he's alleged to have done, to now say that he is literally no longer a part of the Vanderbilt community.
Maroney says the administration could have used other disciplinary sanctions instead of expulsion. Since the crackdown, student protesters have mostly gone off campus to protest alongside demonstrators from the larger Nashville community. Despite the expulsion, Burke says he doesn't regret what he's done.
I'm glad that the students at Vanderbilt were a part of something greater in advocating for Palestine.
Burks is still waiting to see if his diploma can be conferred, even if he didn't walk at graduation. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bacchiao in Nashville.